Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 29th of October. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here.
Andrew is joining us from an undisclosed location. So I probably should have called him Andrew, undisclosed location Orr. Also with me today, I have Brian Cinnamon Green Beans Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly.
Glad to have you with me. And so, Andrew, I'd like to start with you. And you found some interesting data about something Apple might be up to with regards to search engines.
So there's a report in the Financial Times kind of speculating on whether Apple is working on its own search engine or not. Mm-hmm. The quote that I shared is, one thing it's doing new in iOS 14 is Apple is now showing its own search results and linking directly to websites when users type queries from its home screen. And then there was this other report back in August from Coywolf, noticing that Apple's search engine bot, I'm pretty sure it's called AppleBot, has been increasing in activity. And okay. So the thought is, well, there's kind of two thoughts. Is Apple building a actual search engine, or if they're just trying to improve search, as this quote mentioned, in iOS or with Siri? And so people are kind of, you know, going back and forth on this.
Okay. Spoiler, the answer is yes.
Well, and in further, I guess it's not really a spoiler because we're going to dig into it. Brian, you have talked about this before.
I wanted Apple to go into search forever, mainly, especially back during the heated days of the Android versus the Apple versus Google wars because of Android. I was pretty pissy about Google in general, and that was really before I became pretty pissy about Google's overall business model. But whatever. If Apple had a great search engine, and one that was predicated on the notion of privacy, Apple could cut Google's knees off. And so I was very keen on that possibility. Whether or not Apple will go that route is another issue. The reason why I said that the answer is both is because there is no world in which Apple does not have some form of search engine in development. The issue is whether or not it will ever see the light of day as a commercial product. And the other reality is that Apple has been steadily beefing up Siri's search abilities for years and years and years. And, you know, essentially doing sort of an end run. I think I wrote another piece. I know I wrote a piece in 2013 urging Apple to making the case, at least, for Apple to go in directly into search. But I think I wrote another piece at some point about Apple leapfrogging what we consider search today, which is, you know, going to a search engine and typing the results. And that is using Siri and having Siri do a lot of intermediation, as TechCrunch referred to it, where Siri is actually sorting through different sources looking for the best response. And to that end, it's conceivable that Apple really doesn't need to go into to search to compete with Google, but could simply, you know, do this end run and obviate Google. That's certainly possible, but I would still love to see an Apple search engine. I think that Apple needs those, and it's not just because I don't want to have to use Google, and Google is currently best in search. It's because I want Apple to have the knowledge about me that it could use to make its products and services better that Google currently uses to make a profit to sell.
Yeah.
right? I would love for Apple to have that search data to, again, to improve everything so that I buy more products and so that I subscribe to more services, rather than having Google have that information so that it could sell it to the highest bidder.
I think that's the piece of it is the leaving. Like, if Apple has my data because they're using it for themselves, and I know that's what they're doing, and I enter into that relationship knowing that's what's going to happen, then I think that's a very different sort of a thing than the relationship with Google, where I'm entering into this relationship knowing that whatever Google has on me, they're going to give to someone else. I mean, they're going to sell it.
But they're going to sell it. Yeah,
they're going to sell it. But that's what's going to happen, is that data is part of a transaction with someone, with another party, whoever that is. And maybe I don't want that party to have my information. If I give it to Google, that's one thing. For Google to give it to everyone else is quite another. And so I think that's what it is if I give Apple information, I know it stops there. Whatever Apple has on me is all they have on me, right?
Can I add a generous dose of puke to our morning weedies?
Okay.
By noting that, you know, we're all, I am especially trustful of Apple today.
Okay.
Right. And because Apple makes money protecting my privacy, and, mm-hmm. and it, you know, Apple's business model is not predicated on exploiting my privacy. And the thing is, though, here's the dose of puke. That's Apple today. What about Apple tomorrow? What about Tim Cook's successor, or that person's successor, or that person's successor? Right. I mean, like all of that could change. And, you know, the more we cozy up to Apple, they do still have this information. And at some point Apple's business model could change. Yeah. So, you know, just keep that in mind, folks.
Yeah. So, Brian, I know you want Apple to get into search, and one of the things that I've noticed, and Andrew, this was actually an article that you put together for us over at MacObserver.com about how DuckDuckGo is using Apple Maps for location search.
Yeah, they're building that directly into their website when you search for directions to a destination. Now you'll see Apple Maps built right into that.
Yeah. And
sweet.
And I like the, and that's from
sorry.
Mr. Stoat also believes this to be fantastic news for those playing along at home. And part of what I thought was interesting about the Apple Maps and search stuff is the team up there and what exactly that means. Because one of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit today is in talking about this is DuckDuckGo. And partly that's because DuckDuckGo does not track everybody to the ends of the earth. And they're still a profitable company that runs a search engine. And so it's not like what Apple wants to do is what I presume what I would want Apple to do, which is to have a search engine that I can use that's not tracking me to death, is a possibility. It's a thing that already exists. It's DuckDuckGo. Andrew and I have talked about it on Security Friday, and you can probably hear us talk more about it this week. We probably have other stuff to say about it because DuckDuckGo has an interesting model, which is the one that we keep bringing up in other topics, where Apple says you shouldn't have to have creepy tracking information in order to give people advertising. And we think that should stop. And that's, of course, why Facebook is having heart palpitations right now. So it's interesting to me. What I would like to see at a minimum is a closer relationship between Apple and DuckDuckGo, and figuring out how to make that a better thing at a minimum.
And that has also been a thing that has been floating around for a while. Why doesn't Apple just acquire DuckDuckGo?
Apple doesn't need to. That's the thing.
I don't need them to.
Apple doesn't need DuckDuckGo. Apple can do this on its own. I mean, no offense whatsoever to the DuckDuckGo folks. They've done like good things and get like, you know, a minuscule amount of the credit that they deserve. But Apple doesn't need DuckDuckGo. It can do this on its own. It's got its own bots. It's got its own spidering, and it has its own search expertise. I mean, they've got Google's head of search for 8 years. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, and a thing they could do right now is make that relationship a little closer than it is, and that wouldn't cost them anything. And until they have something they can roll out to everybody, you know, in some future, second week of June, when we all sit down at our computers and see what Tim Cook has in store for us, so, you know, what the new version of iOS looks like, before they can unveil something like that, it would still just be cool to be like, yeah, DuckDuckGo is pretty great, and you should be, you know, maybe you should be using that if you're concerned about Google's privacy stance, which is that they don't have one. So,
I mean, they could, make DuckDuckGo the default when you first boot up into your phone. Another thing that's been going on with the whole antitrust thing is we're all finding out that Google pays Apple, I think, $12 billion to stay the default.
Oh, yeah, it was
so maybe they could just hand that to DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and when Apple, I mean, people, listen, Google is a verb for a reason. People want to use Google, you know, you don't DuckDuckGo anything.
Right.
And DuckDuckGo has been an option for a while. And as Google itself noted, even when there is an option, people tend to choose Google. Right. So I don't know if I'd go that far because
I think people choose the default and the reason I know this is because, like, members of my family, for example, I have changed their web browser default search engine to something else and they don't care. They're still getting results when they type things, and so it doesn't bother them at all that it's not Google that's giving it to them. They don't care.
Fair enough. I think that if Apple made DuckDuckGo the default, that people would freak out and not like it.
That's possible.
Like I said, Google is a verb for a reason.
Yeah. I would like if you could choose, if it was part of the setup, like what search engine do you want?
Yeah, I would like that.
At a minimum,
fair enough. That would be good. But then, what does Apple do when Apple actually rolls out its own search? they take that option away.
Then Apple says, "Your setup using options. Apple, and then customize it if you want it to be something else." I don't know.
LOL. You think Apple's going to give us? If Apple had its own search engine, it will not give us an option unless there's a regulatory necessity to do so. So you can't, if you're in Apple shoes and you know that you're working on a search engine, or you think you may be working on a search engine, right? And you want to keep your options open, you don't add a feature like that you then take away later. Cause that'll just, like, you know, especially with everybody's, you know, crawling up Apple's and Google's collective keisters about everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you don't invite something that could be perceived that way. And the other thing is this: my position is that Apple, just like Apple had, you know, an Intel, a Mac OS on Intel code base working quietly in the background, like super secret skunk works. You know, no one knew about it. I think that there's no chance that Apple has not been working on this for years.
Sure.
Whether or not it ever sees the light of day, there is stuff out there that Apple has been doing. And it turns out we have seen, again, I guess I'm probably repeating myself, but that we have seen some stuff see the light of day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Siri and these new search results that Apple is displaying in iOS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, and another thing that John Henshaw, he's the one who is at Coy Wolf. So another thing that he said was they're hiring a lot for search engineers. He says the job listings reveal they incorporate AI, ML, NLP, and more into all of their services and apps.
Hmm. Okay. I think it's going to be interesting to see where this ends up going. And I think part of that is what we get at the end of all of this. You know, in fact, just was it yesterday? Yesterday or day before yesterday when we were talking about different things. It's sort of it's not always clear what Apple's doing until we get all the way to the end. And then you can look back and go, oh, well, now that we know that's what they were aiming for, all these other steps make sense. I think in this case, like, we can sort of see that's where they're headed. And like you, Brian, I don't believe for a minute that there's not a multiple years old Apple flavor search engine out there somewhere. And the totally functions, that's absolutely working, but just isn't necessarily ready for prime time yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I that absolutely seems like something that they should be rolling out. I think part of why we haven't seen it yet might be because of the Maps rollout. Just in the, we need to make sure it's 100% fully baked before we start unleashing this on people. And part of that might be the trickling rollout of, like, the search results you get on your phone and things like that. You know, as those things get better and more reliable.
That's a good point. Trying to avoid having another Apple Maps, dare I say, debacle.
Oh, I would. Yeah. it was a mess. And I don't think people are going to be willing to cut up a slack on that kind of stuff. I mean, I did, because I remember when Google Maps first rolled out, and Google Maps in the initial, 1.0 version, it sucked out loud. There was just no getting around it. So, Apple Maps needed time to evolve and needed to not all of a sudden be everybody's default, which is exactly what we're talking about here. So I think having seen the news that you're talking about, Andrew, it was just sort of a thing that kind of brought it up again. Like, yeah, why aren't they doing that? This is a thing that should have happened. And, maybe it didn't. So, I'm curious to see where this ends up. I would like to find out what everybody out there listening has thoughts on this. Would you use Apple's search engine? Do you use DuckDuckGo now on all your devices or just on some of them? Are you still Googling everything? What are you doing? How do you make all of that work? Let us know at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. That's going to do it for us today, though. So I'd like to thank both of you for being here. Andrew, undisclosed location, or thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And Brian Cinnamon Green Beans Chaffin. Yes, I have updated your nickname in my contacts. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you should try cinnamon with green beans. It's ridiculously good. It's good to be here, Kelly. Thanks for having us.
This is lifted straight from one of the articles that you'll find in the show notes, where Brian mentioned that cinnamon green beans go really well together. So I decided.
It's so good. I can't believe how good. It shouldn't be good, but it's great.
I just decided that you needed a new nickname, so here we are.
All right.
Anyway,
I'll take it.
I'm your host, Kelly. Nickname goes here, Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.